TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
And Tim, none of this can go in because this will tell people what school Drew is at.
No, this is going in.
Good.
Regardless of whether or not it was going to be revealing information.
I just figured.
I mean, unless Noah says something really funny really soon, there's no reason to put this in.
And that's what I said. I don't know. $2 is the same in town?
We're safe.
Damn it.
Although it would be funny to just drop in at Tim, none of this can go in, and then everything after that.
Yes.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we talk about the inauguration of fuck it. When you hear the sound.
I got my eye on you, pussy grabber.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Well, I'll tell you something right now.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was trying to start this fucking show!
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us more about updates, Andy.
I was just gonna say that it means you need to have that much space free. So sometimes updates can fail just because you don't have enough space to update the thing because you need to download a whole fucking copy.
Welcome to TanCast.
Andy's talking long.
Welcome to Update Cast.
No.
Do you have problems
1.3 gigabytes to your ears.
Do you have problems with your iPhone updates? We'll solve them.
No, we won't. We'll just bitch about them with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We offer no constructive solutions. Nope. We offer only snark.
Pointless quumping.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
You know, for a brief shining moment there, I thought you were going to do it normal, but nope.
That's good
enough. Nobody knows.
There we go.
The TanCast I see.
Hey, at least he didn't do the other thing he does.
Don't.
Nobody knows my sorrow.
God, why?
I know.
I'm seeing some Negro spirituals.
Well, it is the first TanCast of the Trump era.
Let's get political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
It is.
So what do you think, gents? Do you think he's gonna make it all 4 years?
Yes. I don't know why people keep saying this. I'm like, no, he's not gonna get impeached. No, he's not gonna quit. Yes, he's gonna fucking go the entire fucking 4 years, and they're all gonna suck.
I think Tim's hot. I mean, I think there is a greater chance that he would get impeached than past presidents. Like, by default.
I think there are great reasons for him to do it. I mean, if you go back and look at the shit that was going on with the Teapot Dome scandal, he should be right up in there with the... I mean, he's giving cabinet positions essentially for donations at this point. So, yeah, corruption has already started, and we're less than 2 full days into it. However, Tim kind of stepped on my punchline, which was, of course he's going to go all 4 fucking years, because he has a Republican Congress, and those limp dicks aren't going to do shit about the laws he breaks. You know what they are going to do before he even takes office? Try to remove all sort of ethical oversight from themselves, because the foxes own the fucking hen house.
And Trump had to tell them it was a bad idea. And when Trump has to tell the Congress, hey, you're doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I think I even tweeted, I'm like, what the fuck is this, opposite day? Because holy shit.
Either of you go to one of the marches yesterday?
We were
planning
one.
There was a huge one in Atlanta.
There was a huge one in Atlanta, and it was almost 3 people bigger. But there were also massive thunderstorms. So we stayed home, because we have 2 people who are coming off colds.
I did.
Nice.
Noah's
a better person.
Noah
than me.
Stands with women.
Yes.
I did not march with them. It was raining.
And lays underneath them.
It was far. I mean, yes, sometimes I lay underneath them, sometimes I lay on top of them, but it's all consensual.
Uh. That's important to note.
Those are sharing body heat and occasionally semen.
And I don't feel like it was my first one ever, and I don't feel like I get the same energy from it that I think other people do. And, you know, I don't know why necessarily that is. Just like, I think to me it's just an echo chamber. Like, it's not bad. It's good that people are getting together and they can see, like, yeah, this, I'm not alone in this. There are other people who are fighting for the same beliefs that I am. But I'm like, yeah, I agree with what you're saying right here. Like, yeah.
Yes. But then after all of this shit, you all need to show up in 2018 and fucking vote.
Right. And that, I mean,
and not and write I think... in Bernie Sanders because you're super pissed off that Hillary stole the whatever from him.
And I, you know, hopefully I think that's, you know, part of the intention of these is to get people like into action, like get them excited and like, you know, yeah, like this is what we need to do next.
Yeah.
And also I couldn't hear. So the way the stage was set up, it was like really hard. It was packed and there's only kind of one big way in there, but it's all packed. And so I was really behind the stage and like they did not have any speakers facing my way. So I'm like, I did not hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. It's very inspiring. I mean, it'd be good if there's speakers facing this way. It was hilarious though, because I was standing with, you know, there's a bunch of people standing behind the stage and like people in front of the stage would cheer and then people behind the stage would cheer. And I'm like, I know you don't know what you're cheering for right now.
They could have been like,
let's kill all the Negros. And you'd be like, yeah. And other people are like, well, they're cheering. We should cheer too. I don't know what we're cheering about.
It makes you wonder about like those old movies like Braveheart where he's standing there talking to a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you know those motherfuckers in the back can't hear shit.
Yes.
Especially because he's going back and forth on the horse. Every time he turns around, he's like, fuck, I don't know. What? What?
You know, it was outdoors. That didn't have good acoustics.
They may take our lives, but what?
Like Life with Brian. What did he say? Like, I think he said, blessed all the cheesemakers.
And they're like, yeah, whatever he said.
Did he say we could go home? I want to go home.
I'm tired.
He said, I have an unsept stomach and I need some Beano.
There were some very funny signs.
Nice.
One thing that kind of crossed my mind, though, is, like, the same people who are wearing, like, the Not My President signs, like, would they support someone else's decision if they were doing that for a president that they liked? Like, I guess what annoys me is, like, people don't have consistency. Like, when I don't like it, it's okay, but when you don't like it, it's not okay.
Yeah, and you know what annoys me? False equivalency.
Yes.
So... Trump is unprecedented in the history of the United States. We have never before had somebody not only with the sort of questionable and intricate business entanglements that he has, but maintaining them into the office. And in fact, showing signs of some of his early actions with his nominations being to benefit himself and others like him. The fact that we have somebody taking office who is already getting payments from foreign offices, which violates the Constitution, this is new. So no, you can't say, would these people blah, blah, blah. It's different. This is different. The rhetoric that he got elected on, we haven't seen since at least Nixon, maybe earlier.
It's always different, Andy. It's never exactly the same. So that is not really a valid argument. Yeah, there are different things that he's never done before.
An incoming president arguably being in violation of the Constitution on his first second of office is new. Violating the thing that says who can be and what they can do. The highest law of the land. And we already have somebody who not only do we know has at least some loans that come from foreign governments, but through his many real estate holdings is actively receiving money from those. We have people from foreign governments coming in and paying shitloads of money to stay in the Trump Tower to curry favor with him. This is new. This isn't like, oh, he's the first black one. Oh, he's the first ginger one. Oh, he's the first Catholic one. He is the first one who is apparently violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which is such a big fucking deal that it wasn't even saved for the Bill of Rights. It's written into the main fucking thing. of presidents cannot be influenced by foreign governments. They can't be given gifts, they can't be given payments, they can't be given titles of nobility. The whole point was to keep the outsiders out. And we have evidence that Russia helped get him elected, and we have I can't remember what his position of head of the FBI. I'm sorry, I can't remember if it's commissioner, chancellor, fucking prime minister. But whatever Comey's fucking title was, we had the head of the FBI violate the Hatch Act with 10 days before the election to fucking throw the election towards Donald Trump. And the math proves it happened. It happened that way. Trump would not have been elected if Comey hadn't done that shit. Now, you can go back and say that Trump also wouldn't have been elected if we didn't have the Electoral College that we have, and Trump wouldn't have been elected if Hillary had paid more attention to her base, and Trump wouldn't have been elected if Hillary hadn't been as unpopular as she had been, and Hillary wouldn't have been as unpopular as she had been if she hadn't spent the last three decades with her character being assassinated by the right. But the fact remains, this is the first fucking president who an outside country, who is an obvious enemy of the United States geopolitically, helped get him elected. The head of the FBI broke the law and helped get him elected. And he is now violating the Constitution. This is new.
Why are you talking to us like we're assholes, man?
Really? And my point was, Andy, there's always someone doesn't like the president. So regardless of what the circumstances are around it, because there have been other presidents that have done shitty things, right? That people don't agree with. So I'm just wondering if those people would support their right to say that. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
And like, yes, I understand there are new things, but there's always reasons that people don't like a president. Some are, in this example, they are very extreme, but there's always reasons.
Well, yes, the last one, they didn't like him because he was black. I'm sorry, I mean a secret Muslim. I'm sorry, I mean coming for your guns and Christianity.
I mean, I've seen a ton of, I mean, to sort of flip it around, it's fucking constant, this... from the right, like, we didn't get this bent out of shape when Obama was elected. You guys need to shut up and just stop protesting. Yeah. It's like, what in the fuck are you talking about? What fucking reality do you live in? It's like, and then you show them a picture of someone burning an effigy of Obama next to a fucking lynching, like they were hanging him, like literal hanging, like, you know, and then like on all this racial shit, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Not only did you did it with no fucking reason.
Yeah. And then 8
Although
years later,
I still subscribe to the thing Noah said. Like, I won't say not my president because I think that's stupid. Of course he's the president. I don't fucking like it, but he's our president, which is why I started. Which I was trying really hard to trend not my favorite president. No one really hopped on board that one.
What is he the 54th? Is that correct?
45th.
not even the top 45.
which is funny because one guy got counted twice because I think it was Grover Cleveland, but he wasn't back to back, so he's
right,
actually two
yeah,
different
won,
presidents.
He lost, he won again, or something like that, right?
Yep. Yeah. So he took
or
two
did he
numbers.
Just not run.
No. I think it's he won, he lost, he won.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Wait, but, that's interesting. So what? Because there's a break, they count him twice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna call him like 20th, and then 21st, and then 20th again.
But I guess what's the difference between that and like someone getting reelected? You know what I mean?
Well, they don't say that there have been 45 presidents. They just say that he was the 21st, the 20th, and the 22nd president.
Got it. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So I agree with both of you guys. Not my president is bullshit. And you know, it's because my problem is that he is my president. If he was not my president, I would care less.
That's not true. I almost wonder, I doubt it, but I almost wonder if it would be worse for the country had he not gotten elected.
How so?
Just the rhetoric that he was doing beforehand, and that there's no way he would have been like, what do you do? I lost. Like, there's no way he would have conceded and gone quietly. Like, there's no way you would only see him hiking in the woods occasionally, taking selfies with people like you do with Hillary. He would be out there fucking shouting, riling up people. Like, I feel like it almost would have been way worse.
Yeah, but you know what? We can't elect somebody based on who's going to throw the bigger tantrum.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
And we can't accept them or look for that as a positive.
Look,
I mean, it was fucking monstrous
Andy,
that the Republicans nominated him in the first place.
Andy!
Yes, sorry.
I've got a shit sandwich on my plate.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out anything I can do to choke it down. And I'm like, hey, look, that parsley's neat.
Andy, we are not the enemy.
I'm aware. But sorry, no, I have been drowned in a sea of people looking for the positives in this or trying to say, well, you know, you need to give him time. No, he's fucking 70. He has had 70 fucking years to reveal what his character is. And it is cheating on his wives, sexually assaulting women, cheating blue-collar workers who fucking supported him out of the money that he fucking owed them, taking money from banks, using his bankruptcy to fuck over the people that lent to him while he comes off smelling like a rose, calling people names, using his bully pulpit to get the internet hate machine to focus its hate on people who don't have as much standing as he does. Hatred towards blacks, hatreds especially towards Muslims, Hispanics, women. Yeah, I don't need to give him a chance. I've seen what he is, and he's a fucking monster. So sorry, I apologize. I do. I owe you both an apology. But I am at the point where I am overreacting, I think, to false equivalency, because I'm fucking done. I am done with the, well, at least. No, this is the nightmare. We are living the nightmare as long as Donald Trump is in charge. He is of the mold of Putin and Erdogan and all of the rest of the thin-skinned narcissist authoritarians who people have seen fit to give power to for some fucking reason or another. This will not end well for us.
Obama, he was great, right?
Yeah.
You see that? I've posted a bunch of shit.
Kind of makes me regret
the
22nd and set the term limits on the presidency.
It was a picture of him getting on Marine Force One, and then the next frame was that picture from Civil War where Captain America is holding onto that helicopter, keeping it from taking off.
Yeah, that's about right. But yeah, I don't think it's Marine One once he's not the president anymore. I think it's the same rules as Air Force One. Yay. I'm sorry.
Well, it hadn't taken off yet, so it'd still be Marine Force One.
Super nerdy. It's not Marine Force. There is no Marine Force. It's Marine.
It's Marine Force. Andy, go fuck yourself one.
Okay. Yes, that is the long name.
That's the full call time.
Yes,
call sign.
Yes, I'll accept that. Tim is technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
Hang on. You guys are saying... Oh, someone said... I'm going to actually find the quote because it was like, what in the actual fuck are you talking about?
I was watching Obama on Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, and I'm just like, I like this guy.
Obama?
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
He's just, every time he talks, I'm just like, I agree with what you're saying, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to fit that angry black man narrative onto him. Are you fucking kidding me? This dude is cooler than Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams goes to Obama and be like, man, sometimes I get a little too riled up. Can you teach me how to be cooler?
Damn, I thought
liquor.
It was his.
It's no longer functional.
Is Billy Dee Williams still alive?
Oh, yeah. He voiced his own... He voiced Lando Calrissian in the Lego movie.
He did.
Nice.
There was talk of bringing him back for the next Star Wars. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I wonder what he looks like these days.
Fat and old.
On a long
not
enough
like
time
fat,
span,
fat,
Tim,
like,
we all turn into Jabba.
Not like fat fat, but like, you know, old guy fat.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, so someone said like something about Christian values and like how are you going to square your Christian values with supporting Trump, like who's, you know, on his third wife. And the guy goes, well, you got to give him credit for staying faithful to his third wife. And I was like, what? I do? Like, he cheated on the other two, but I gotta give him credit for staying faithful. Like, no! That's the bare minimum you're supposed to do as a husband. Like, I'm not gonna give him credit for not shitting his pants all day. That's not... But you don't get kudos and attaboys for doing the bare minimum.
But Tim, yeah. he doesn't shit his pants anymore!
Well, dear Christians, you know what else he's in violation of? Because this is also from the Bible, but the love of money is the root of all evil. That is straight out of Timothy. So New Testament. Not even, you know, the Old Testament, don't eat bacon stuff,
that
we
know
ignore
that.
Some shit.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. I talked over you to let you know that Christians aren't listening to this show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about? We're big in Christania.
Yep.
And New Zealand.
Christania and New Zealand are yes. Two hotspots.
Texas hasn't officially renamed itself yet, Noah, so you should still call it Texas.
By the way, I wanted to do a listener shout out.
Do it.
Listener.
We're up to our long distance dedication. Let's come start again from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that's up-tempo and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
You're doing it, doing it. Matthew actually wrote in. He said, "Hey, Tim, could you please give a shout-out to my amazing wife, Hillary, on Tancast? We have some fantastic news. After 4 years of waiting, I finally have my visa. I am moving from England on Thursday and going to be a U.S. resident, and in 6 months or so, a green card holder. We are so happy and excited. Love the show and can't wait for a Christmas podcast. Have a great day." Matt, great timing.
Well, he's getting away before Brexit really knocks the shit down there, too, so.
You're taking and, our jobs, Matt.
Who knows how UKIP is going to do in the next parliamentary election, so. It's fucked all over. Matt, welcome to the U.S. If you come to Atlanta, I'll buy you a beer.
Welcome to our shit show.
A good beer, but it won't be room temperature because we don't do that shit here.
Is that how they drink beers there?
Some of them. Lagers? I can't remember.
Oh. So anyway, yes, shout out. Congrats. I imagine that must have sucked to be married to someone and not even be able to live in the same country.
Holy shit.
On the other hand,
yeah.
There's no way she yelled at you for leaving the toilet seat up. So get ready. You got to put that shit down now. You got to put on pants all the time. Ugh.
Oh.
Wait, you don't have to put pants on all the time just because they live with you? Keep your pants off.
Most of the time.
That way you can just get your swerve on anytime you want.
Well.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out there. No.
Wait, that's not how it works?
No.
Oh, that's how it works for me.
No, no. I got that wife pussy on lock 24/7.
I'm just like, hey, you want to?
The best part about it is no one else can have it. And also, I can't have it. Oh, Lonely Island. You know what, though?
Chicken butt, though.
Sorry. I'm going to violate my own rule. I'm going to be a little bit positive in all of this. Saturday Night Live is going to be amazing. Because, you know, usually, like, it's only when, like, shit gets political. So, you know, right around the time of the midterms, and more so the presidential election, that Saturday Night Live, like, really, really starts to get back firing on all cylinders. Alec Baldwin is going to have one hell of a time for the next 4 years. Unless Trump's connections via the whole Apprentice thing, since that's also NBC, and we have a president who is an executive producer of a fucking TV show. So unless they manage to get that shit shut down at the network level. Look at that. I couldn't even be positive about that.
I love that. Hang on. I'm all over the place. I had several thoughts in my head, and now they've all just...
They all danced away together in a circle.
Yep, they all swirled around the toilet and fell down.
Yep.
Forget it.
Oh.
I loved something.
Positivism. SNL.
Nope. Oh. It's done. It's gone.
It can't.
Let it die.
It won't.
So how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Other than the obvious? I mean, I knew it was coming, so it wasn't like a surprise.
Oh, did you get that fat money yet?
No, still waiting on the fat money. I knew I would be waiting for a little while, because it's all...
Oh, Andy!
What?
Now when you get that fat money, you don't have to pay taxes on it.
I know.
The president doesn't pay taxes, why should you?
I think I said that on a Tancast a couple of months ago, that is my plan.
Oh, did
you? Yes. I'm going to send the IRS a note that says, Donald's got it.
That my day job, they handed out our W-2s. I'm like, we don't need these anymore. I tossed mine in the trash.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I immediately fished it back out, but I tossed it.
Because I knew you did.
Oh, shit, I got yogurt on it. Fuck.
It's like that meme that shows the guy flinging these paper words up in the air and says, fuck this shit. Just kidding. I need these. And he shows him picking them back up. I used to do that all the time at the radio station. Anytime someone handed me some paperwork, I would toss it straight in the trash.
Did it ever backfire on you? Was there just like anything like wet in the trash one time?
No, thank goodness. Although one time it was like, not my boss, but like a very important, you know, the program manager of the station. He's like, here, Tim. I was like, yep. And I just turned around and he's like, perfect. And he just walked out of my office. He got fired.
Because you didn't fill out that paperwork.
Yep.
It's Tim's fault.
He's like, as he was leading him out of the building, he's like, BAP! You son of a bitch! I'm gonna get you!
If it's the last thing I do.
I just looked at him from the window and just crumpled it up slowly.
No, better way is then you look at him out the window and you retrieve it from the trash and slowly smooth it out and place it on your desk.
Rub it against the corner, really get smooth.
Yeah.
I finally took down my Christmas lights. Except Wait. For one strand.
Oh, I was about nice. To say, I was like, I thought you left that one up, Tim.
I did leave that one up, because I'm a fucking rebel.
Did you ask it out?
Nope.
You just did it?
I just fucking did it. Because I'm a motherfucking man.
I hope she'll listen to this.
I mean, I told her about it. Oh, okay. But I didn't ask.
You like,
honey, can I have permission to do things?
You like, listen to now. I'm sorry I raised my voice to you just now. I left some lights up. That's cool, right? Yeah? All right. Good.
Nope. Still sounds like I'm asking. Hey, yo, baby. I just want to let you know them lights stay in there.
And I what? Said...
No, put it down. Put it down.
I said, bitch. No,
oh, you,
no,
said, you said that?
No, I didn't. You said...
I love that. I just rewatched that.
Did you actually... I mean, did you actually say...
You said bitch, though. Uh-huh. You said bitch, though. Oh.
Oh.
And I told Michelle, I said, bitch. No, I didn't. I did not.
I was just watching that, too, because I don't know how I got on a tear. I was watching, someone mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I should watch that again. And that's how I found, I forgot we talked about it, but I forgot the new one that they did. I forgot that we talked about the new one they did. I saw that, and I also watched the old one.
That one was fucking epic.
I got my eye on you, pussy grabber.
That was a perfect way to go out. did you guys watch the show all the way through the end? Like, did you watch the Key and Peele, like, all the way through the last season?
Oh, I was very spotty when I watched it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, so it just ended?
No, well, like 2 years ago. A couple years ago.
Yeah. Something like
that. Okay. So the one they did, that was just a one-off.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, they did that for The Daily Show. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. No, I didn't watch it until the end. I never watched it actually at all. I would just watch, like, the clips that people would post.
Oh, okay. So, well, I spoilery a little bit, but it's one joke. I think the last two seasons, instead of doing the cuts between, like, you know, them talking in front of the audience and then the sketches...
Mm-hmm.
They switched.
They were driving in a car.
Yep, the two of them just driving in a car, and like just out in the middle of the desert, somewhere in the Southwest, apparently driving for fucking ever. And the very, very last episode, they get out to nowhere. They both look around out of the car, and then one of them I can't even remember which one it was. One of them turns to the other one and says, "So then I said, bitch." And they finish whatever that bit was, and they're like, "All right, you ready to go back?" Yeah, and they turn around and start driving the other direction, and that's the end of the show.
I forgot about that.
I'm like, that was like two seasons of setup for that one last joke. Perfect.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
that was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, I love that one. They sequelized it. It wasn't quite as good, but it was still funny.
Yeah. Then they kept making references to those things, too. So, like, when they were doing the East-West Bowl, they'd have all these black people saying crazy names, and then they had, like, one really huge white dude. He's like, A.A. Ron Balake? Morehouse College.
What the... Blake? Have you lost your goddamn mind? I love the way he says, Blake. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard. And then the last one, Timothy, present, thank you!
Such a ridiculous skit.
Oh god, it was. Man, and so many of their sketches got referenced in other ones. So like people from the East-West Bowl would just show up in other sketches. Sometimes not even football sketches. Like they just reuse names.
I like that they brought back the celebrating football guy on Colbert Show.
Yes. Yeah, that was nice. No, oh,
good times.
Shit, I can't remember who that was. Wasn't Sequester Grundleplith. It was another one of my favorite names. Equine Ducklings has got to be one of my favorite names from their East-West Bowl.
Which one?
Equine Ducklings. Horse-like baby ducks.
So that, the whole, I guess the whole thing of Vesky is like there's people with ridiculous names during the draft.
Yeah, and it started off, there was one guy where, I can't even remember if it was in the draft or like he was already in the NFL. But in their little interstitial things where they're doing the bits in front of the audience, they were talking about, parents giving their kids ridiculous names and those kids getting famous. Now we've got to learn ridiculous names and such. And somebody asking his mother, like, you know, so where'd you get your son's name from? She's like, well, Jones is, you know, a common family name. Like, bitch, nobody's asking about Jones. Yeah. So like haha, Clinton Dix. Gosh, I can't think of any other ones that I can't even think of the one that started it all that gave them the idea for the bit of just coming up with more and more ridiculous names.
I don't know either, Andy.
No, but man, I remember a lot of their ridiculous names. TJ, AJ, RJ, Beck, Slashensforth, the fifth.
Yes.
So there's still joy to be had out there, children.
There's always joy to be had.
Yep.
Not always.
It's not my biggest fear, but the one that I think is going to impact
spiders?
Me the most because... No, not spiders.
Clown spiders.
Oh. No, not clown spiders.
No.
Not Mexican clown spiders. No, I'm pretty immune to that whole twofer there. Because again, you know, white, straight, I can pass for Christian, middle class, upper middle class if I get this raise. Woo! Yeah, I'm going to be fine. My family's going to be fine as long as I can find somebody willing to pay me for the shit I can do. Which it's going to be quite a while before computers can do the shit that I can do, so I'm pretty okay. The robots won't replace me. They may replace the people flipping the burgers, but they're not going to get me yet. But how much MSNBC my wife is about to watch for the next 4 years? Because then she's going to want me to watch it. And she's like, you know what? I got enough outrage on the inside. I don't need any more being pumped in. I don't need to watch Chris Matthews, a screaming fucking potato, yell at me about some new minor thing, because the major shit is already enough.
Did you see that commercial for the season of John, the new season of John Oliver?
I got my eye on you, pussy grabber.
No, no.
Ah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's funny.
That shit's gotta be coming back soon.
It February 20th, right? February 12th, 2nd.
Didn't need to fix.
I won't spoil it for you.
Thank you.
Neither will I.
Although. The fact of what it is will spoil it for you, at least the first couple seconds.
Fair enough.
There's one at the end that was a surprise to me, and maybe a surprise to you.
A surprise to my balls!
Probably not a surprise to your balls. Your balls are probably just going through life just in a state of unerring joy until they get kicked. I think balls just whistle a happy tune most days.
You ever, like, lightly hit your balls, and it just hurts, it feels like it hurts way more than it should?
Yes.
You're like, I barely touched your balls. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
We're grousing just in case you hit us harder.
Yeah.
You're just like, ow.
Hey, guys, how is the President of the United States like your balls?
They hurt a lot sometimes.
Overreact to the slightest tap.
And my balls have tiny hands.
I was not expecting that. Holy shit.
Wow. I did not expect that to go over so well.
We made jokes. Noah's dick's so big, it's got an elbow. Oh, Noah's balls are so big, they got tiny hands.
I got a sticker at the rally. I didn't fill it in yet because I wasn't sure what to put on it, but... There you go.
All right, do that. Whew, yeah, that is going to be one nice thing. Not just SNL, but so many people. Samantha Bee, John Oliver are going to have a fucking field day with this guy. And the greatest thing about it is he's going to react because he can't not, because the dude is fragile like a three-year-old. Like, he doesn't get his way, there will be whining and screaming and threats and shaking of tiny fists.
Did you see the picture of him and Obama standing next to each other and, like, their hands are really close? And you're like, look at the hands. Look at the difference in the hands. Wow, he does have little hands.
Did you hear the bit of his inauguration that was lifted straight out of Bane's speech to the people of Gotham?
That is so weak.
And give
like,
it back
I know
to
we're
you.
All looking forward
the
to
people.
Shitting on Trump every chance we get, but come on.
That bit was an exact lift.
It's just a generic platitude that both of them put in their speech.
Okay, fine. But you know what? Maybe don't do one of the memorable ones that's been used by a comic book villain in the last couple of years.
How about, from now on, all impressions of Trump have to be in the Bane voice?
I think that's okay.
I would love to hear his speeches that way now.
Huge.
But no, Tim, it still has to be huge. Me.
I have a room full of lawyers.
I make them tinkle on my bed.
You only adopted the lies. I was born in them, molded by them. I didn't tell the truth.
That's one thing that I'm like, really, like,
that's it, I'm done.
do we care if he had people pee on a bed? Like, who gives a shit? Like,
oh no, I don't give a shit about that. That is a distraction. You know what's not distraction? So all the shit about peeing, who gives a fuck? It's the influence of Russia. So all the peeing stuff, that's a smokescreen for the shit that you should really be worried about.
Well, yeah, but I feel like people had signs. I'm like, hey, even if it wasn't a distraction, like, I don't know if I care. Like, even if it was Obama, which I don't think he would do, I'm like, who cares if he fucking likes being peed on? He was a good president, right? That's what fucking matters.
Yeah.
Like, what he does behind closed doors, none of my business.
I mean, I will.
I think the problem is that it was embarrassing information that somebody had about him, and he didn't want it to get out. And so what was he going to do to stop it from getting out?
Yeah.
And then also, we know it's personally embarrassing, and we want to make fun of him, so we're going to make fun of him.
Yeah,
but I feel like you, I understand why people do it, but like again, consistently see like, would you make fun of some private person who would like to be beat on? Like, you know, if that's their kink, like. Problem.
I mean, if I knew him and I knew about it, yeah.
Not you specifically.
No, if I found out you like to get peed on, count on me making fun of it. Count on it.
Note to self.
Take that shit to the bank and have it notarized. I'll be like, hey, buddy. No, I probably won't bring everybody into it. But I'm like, wait, you like to be peed on.
Note to self. Never reveal secrets to Tim.
Ever, ever, ever tell Tim my kinks. Ever.
And you were the best man at my wedding.
Ever, ever, ever,
Trump
ever.
Is just some fuckhole.
So I will laugh and snort and snicker, but I don't give a shit what he peed on or had peed on or anything else. I care about all the Russia shit.
Mm-hmm.
I care about he has said, I'm going to drain the swamp, and he has five people from fucking, the name just fell out of my head. Goldman Sachs. No, that's the wrong one.
No,
that's the right one. It is Goldman Sachs. Sorry.
Yeah, it was the specific one he shit on Hillary for taking money from.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he is draining the swamp directly into the cabinet.
So here's something you may enjoy. A comedian friend of mine named Danny Bevins, who I believe won the San Francisco Comedy Competition the year I was in it. He does not refer to President Trump by name, ever. And he usually comes up with something clever. My favorite, I don't know if this is the one he's just... Yeah, because he's done it more than once. Electoral College President Adolf Clownfart.
Nice. I've really been enjoying Cheeto Benito.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But Adolf Clownfart really...
Yes.
Really, really brings it home.
It does. It's been entered into evidence, noted in the minutes. You got a second? Very good. Oh, everything seems to be in order here, Tim.
All right. Random aside, when there was that episode of The Simpsons where they flash forward to the future, which is now the past, of Lisa's wedding, and Homer's like, we're going to do this, and Marge's like, Homer, I hope you don't mind, but we got a court order forbidding you from having anything to do with the wedding, and he puts on his glasses, he looks at it, Homer, the party of the first wedding? Well, this seems to be in order, I'll be in the den.
Homer's weird flashes of brilliance always make me laugh.
Yes.
Oh, the most recent Treehouse of Horror. They have a bunch of people who've hated The Simpsons over time, including Sideshow Bob, at the very, very start. So before the couch gag has even happened, Sideshow Bob is bemoaning the fact that they're geniuses, and yet they've always been, had their plans stymied by Homer Simpson. And it cuts to Homer, and he's eating tinsel out of the box. Like, tinsel's not food. I actually had to turn to Drew because we've never put tinsel up because we have cats and don't want them to do that thing that Homer did and then die. So yeah, I had to turn to Drew and explain why that was funny. So you see, tinsel's not food. That's probably enough for now. That's why this is funny. Like, I can explain what tinsel is and, like, the effect and whatever. No. Tinsel's not food. That's good enough. See, guys, I'm trying to be a better man.
Great.
Just good for you?
Usually not succeeding.
Oh.
Usually still a huge pile of shit.
Okay, well, that's a little bit overboard.
Well, maybe not huge. Moderately sized pile of shit. How about that?
How about just a pile of food that's getting a little on the gamey side? It hasn't been passed through and become shit yet.
Okay. Just you're pretty sure you're going to want to pick through for the spots that aren't moldy?
Yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to eat all these grapes.
Okay. Yeah. Some of these are getting a little wrinkly.
Yep. They're pre-raisins.
Yeah. Except they haven't been out in the sun, so I don't know what else has been drinking their juices. Of their manhood.
The juices. Well, how'd they go again?
Please accept the juices of my manhood and the expression of our brief but meaningful time together. Not that I have that outtake burned into my brain.
Oh, you do, Tim. You do.
Oh, damn it. Now I've got Tim's song. Manhood juices. Manhood juices.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's going to be going through my head all day.
For the uninitiated, we are talking about the movie America's Sweethearts, which I had on DVD, and there was an outtake where Hank Azaria says to a woman he's just finished bedding, "Please accept the juices of my manhood as an expression of our brief but meaningful time together." And I played the shit out of it to the great annoyance of probably both, but definitely Andy.
Oh, yeah.
And so after Andy told me how annoyed he was, not only did I play it a bunch, I said it a bunch.
Yes.
And so
there would be nothing else going on. Like, it'd be a quiet room, and Tim would just go, "Please accept the juices of my manhood." Tim, no one's accepting your manhood juices.
So Andy had been fed up, and he's like, "Would you fucking stop saying, stop, enough with the fucking manhood juices?" So, in which I decided to create a never-ending song about just manhood juices, manhood juices. I just sang it over and over again. To the annoyance of even myself. But I was like, I've got to make this point.
That's what Tim does.
And I did it.
And it's probably been 15 years. And now it's stuck in my head again.
You're welcome.
Oh, you shitcock. Oh, I know shitcock can't be the name of this episode, but in my heart it will be.
Tim is a shit cock, shit cock. Shitty, shitty cock, cock, shitty, shitty cock, cock. I love you. I love you.
You know, when you made those songs for us back in the early episodes of Tancast, like, you know, Tim is gay and Andy's fat, like, I thought you were just going to be like a regular song churning out guy.
I was hoping so. I thought we had the new Wesley Willis or whatever the dude's name was. One, he likes it in the bum.
Polaroid.
Dick's always covered in poo.
That's all the talent I had right there.
Three, he sucks men's dicks for free.
That was not it.
I can't remember what three was.
He likes man pee.
That's what it was. Oh shit, now Tim can't be president. Oh no, wait, he can.
Sure I can.
Just gotta get that Russia money, man.
Get that Russia money. Got the Russia money on lock. Russia money.
I feel like every time we're quiet this episode, the darkness starts creeping in around the edges again.
This reminds me of our first episode in the Barack era, and I feel like the tone was way different.
It was.
More hopeful.
And changeful.
Yeah.
Someone interviewed me, like, for the social studies class, and, like, they're like, "Tell me what you think of Trump." And I was just like, I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to say. Like...
Like, I don't know what you can put in a social studies paper that I can say to you right now.
I do.
I'm like, I can't believe we voted him president.
Can you just write the F and then a lot of U's and then a CK and an exclamation point?
Yeah.
That'll help you get your word count up.
Big font, bold.
Fuck, italicized too. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? Underline that. Underline it twice.
So Ben Carson retweeted this photo. Or posted this photo that said, but it was like a text photo. It said, like, "I hope Donald Trump is a good president. rooting for him to fail is like rooting for the pilot to crash the plane who's flying the plane we're all on to crash or something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you saw I retweeted that, right?
Well, I've seen other people post that as well.
Well, I reposted it and I was like, well, yeah, I hope he is a good president in the same way I hope Justice League isn't going to suck. Yet, based on everything I've seen from Zack Snyder so far, my hopes aren't that high. And then Dean, our listener, goes, he's the Zack Snyder of presidents. No, it's Dean had said that on something else, so I put that hashtag on there, Zack Snyder of presidents. Thank you for the hashtag, Dean.
Nice. You know what's occurred to me? I know who
you could save a lot of money on your car insurance if you switch to Geico.
Yeah, no, I know who on Friday was the happiest person in America, and it wasn't Donald
George
Trump.
George W. Bush.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, it was George W. Bush, because at that moment he was like, "It happened. I am no longer the most hated living president."
Ooh, I'm out of the cellar, bitches.
Yep.
Did you see him with the poncho?
I did.
But did you see when it was over, he still had this look like, I still don't care.
Yep.
Life is good for me.
Yep.
This shit show is not my problem. That was another thing. So leading up to it, people were like, don't watch the inauguration. That'll really show Trump. I'm not going to watch the inauguration. Be sure you don't watch the inauguration. And then I'm like, I'm not going to watch the inauguration, but keep in mind, I didn't watch it 8 years ago, and I was super happy that Obama got in. Yep. So I don't know that I'm making any great statement. But anyway, then I open Facebook, and everybody's live tweeting it. I'm like, what in the fuck did you just – what? How are you not going to keep your own stupid promise that's stupid and then expect me to keep, like, promises that are serious?
Yeah. Yeah, like voting in 2018. Hey, we all got to get out to vote. Okay. So should we just start the clock for whatever, you know, start taking bets on what your excuses will be?
I didn't watch. You guys proud of me?
I'm super proud of you.
I don't give a shit if somebody watched or not. I'm glad other people watched and picked out the little Bane bit, because that was fucking hilarious to me.
Well, I was counting on the media to handle that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The media will tell me if there was anything important on it. Also, I was at work, like a lot of other big things that happened. I was at work.
Technically, I was not at work.
Oh.
I don't start till...
Oh, yeah.
I think he had already been sworn in by the time I got to work.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I do know I wasn't giving a shit.
Yeah. Did you guys see his press secretary out, like, yelling at the media about how big his crowd was? Biggest ever?
Yes.
Won't take anything else for an answer?
That is demonstrably false.
Yeah. Like, photographic evidence false.
Although I do think it's unfair to compare it to 2009, because that was the biggest ever.
Yeah, it is. It is unfair to compare it to 2009. However, that is exactly what they're doing.
Right. Yeah this doesn't get him off the hook. I'm saying everybody else is like, look how shitty Trump's inauguration was compared to 2009. I'm like, all right, look how good shitty every inauguration was compared to 2009.
Yeah.
For instance, 2012.
Although whenever someone posts a picture, I automatically am skeptical. I'm like, I mean, you know, in that case it was true, but someone else posted a picture of like Trump should take a lesson from the gays. They know how to throw a parade and just show like a couple of people standing next to the street. I'm like, that picture could have been taken anywhere at any time. Like,
yep. I do love though that the background for his Twitter for a little while was a picture of
was
the Washington
the 2009
Mall.
Inauguration. Yep. Like, yep, those people are sure not happy about you.
Yeah, but when his press secretary comes out lying, and not just lying, like yelling and insisting on something that is, like, just obviously false. Obviously false. Like, every single metric that was available, including just taking a gander at the place where the people stood. Like, unless people have shrunk by more than 50% since 2009, and they just really packed in well. Or unless the mall has somehow doubled in size, but still kept everything exactly in the same place. Yeah, it was definitely fucking smaller. But the fact that we've got this 1984 press secretary up there, you know, yelling to us about what the truth is, you know, yelling the lie and trying to get it loud enough. The scariest thing for me is there are people who are like, yeah, they are lying. Fake news, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Like, yeah, who are you going to believe? Him or your lying eyes?
That is, that like, people are like, if they're going to lie this vehemently about something so unimportant, what the fuck do the next 4 years hold in store for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bro, who cares if there weren't a lot of people there? Why don't you use the same joke you used in 2009? They were all busy at their jobs. Oh, because it means Obama got them jobs? Yeah. Well, then you're fucked either way. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
They try to use that like, oh, yeah, the women's march was well attended because all the Trump fans had jobs. Motherfucker, it's Saturday.
Yeah. And if the Trump fans all had jobs, then why the fuck were they voting for him so that he could bring jobs back to America? Because you can't have that message both ways. Either they all need jobs and they needed Trump to get it, or they all had jobs to go to and that's why they couldn't show up. It's one or the other. Because he didn't create all those jobs 6 hours before he became president.
He did. He's amazing. He talked that plant into staying here that was never leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah, I think he was trying to take credit for Ford not moving a factory that wasn't going to leave.
Yeah, oh, just, they changed what was going to be built at the factory or something.
But he did save some jobs, right? At the other plant? Not the Ford one.
The carrier one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 700 jobs that the guy's keeping along because he got a sweet-ass tax break and he's going to hold on to it just long enough to automate that plant and get rid of all those people anyways. Sure. Yeah, he saved those 700 jobs. So, you know, he only has to do that. Oh, let's see. They need about 150 to 160,000 jobs a month, I think, to keep up with population growth. So what is that? 160,000 divided by 700...
Listen to Tancast, where Andy does math in his head.
So if he can do that 230 times a month, every month, we're golden.
I don't see why that won't be the case. Yeah.
Sure, why not? I mean, he got people to pack into half the space. That was amazing. He's already violating...
He's very efficient, Andy.
He's violating causality, time and space, all sorts of things.
All right, let's wrap up the shit show.
All righty.
And get back to the regular shit show.
Yeah. The America. Other shit show.
Shit,
and then
so...
Andy can watch the preview for John Oliver's new show.
Oh.
I mean, new season.
Toot sweet.
You know what, Andy? This one's for you.
Yeah?
Not today, false equivalency.
This week I hate it when I jump down my friends' throats just because they were trying to be just a little bit normal and thoughtful. And Donald J. Trump.
Remember, never trust Donald Trump's tiny hands.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. So, someone posted a picture of Melissa Benoist at one of the, who is Supergirl on the CW show, and she's at the one of the marches, she's holding a sign that says, keep your hands off my pussy, it's made of steel. And I was like, and look at that! I'm following Supergirl on Instagram now.
Nice.
Who says nothing good is coming out of the Trump administration?
Excellent. Yeah, that's all I got.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, me neither. I do love that that Trump, in back-to-back tweets, well, almost back-to-back tweets, shat on people who are protesting, and then had peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views. There is no fucking chance he wrote that second tweet. The first one, watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt cause badly. That is fucking Trump. All right, I'm done with this.